Lecture topic, control of one's nafs.
The biggest enemy in oneself, which is the root of all sin, which you do not want to accept, is the nafs, the egos, the desires. These are your biggest enemy. If one can only try his level best to make sure that he does not keep his egos and desires and his nafs happy, and try to go against it, to fight against it, which is the most important. Every sin is committed because of the ego and desire and nafs. The person will notice that gets angry also, whether it's at home or anywhere. The anger is merely because of his ego, or because of his lust, or because of his nafs. If you take account of himself and see, I got angrier at this occasion, you'll come to notice that because I did not have it my way, this was the anger. That is what you call following your nafs. Until unless you do not go against your nafs, even any eyes, if your eyes going to see something wrong, whatever, whether it's a cell phone, whether it's outside, anything you see, your inside will say not to see it, but your ego and nafs say see it. Automatically you become the slave of your nafs and you begin to follow it. So you need to understand this much, that it is only your nafs that will keep me happy. And Allah says, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَوْفَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ. Allah Ta'ala has given us the remedy that if you want to follow it, you follow it. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَوْفَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ. That you have the state of thought at mind at heart, that I'll be standing in front of Allah. And everyone has this knowledge and belief at heart, that definitely you're going to stand in front of Allah. Then what's the reason for us that you have this belief at heart, but at that occasion you're not using it to save yourself from that sin? وَنَهَنْ نَفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ. Allah has said also, one if you go against your nafs at that occasion, فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَقْوَىٰ. Then for you, Jannah is open for you. So now if we do not follow the thing, and don't follow, what's the meaning of that? That was Hazrat to say, you have iman on everything, but don't follow anything. To have iman is something else, and to follow is something. So a person must not become a slave of his nafs. In every act, you find even to wake up in early part of the morning, you will not wake up if your nafs will say, don't wake up, don't wake up. So what have you done now? You have followed your nafs every occasion. If a person is confronted with a person and he takes you to task, the only way is the way to now you feel good. How can he speak to me like that? Let me take him to task. Whether it's a wife, whether it's a child, whether anyone outside also, why did he speak to me like that? This is what you call to break him up. A condition in you that when you go against your nafs, you will not go against him. You will not take him to task. So you come to realize that all these things that we're doing, but you'll become a perfect Muslim is something else. A perfect Muslim is something else. Remember one thing. You can read namaz, which is very good, which is our duty. You give zakat and everything that you do, all your charity that you give and all, mashallah, very good. But it does not make you a perfect person. Should not be you. A perfect person is something else. That he makes himself so perfect in every way of life. In every occasion he is perfect. Not when he is shooting that he makes it perfect, it is not shooting, not being perfect in every occasion. Whether he likes to be perfect, he makes sure he is perfect. He does not want to become perfect, he still remains perfect. So you understand the reason for us going against the law of Allah Ta'ala is merely because of the following on nafs. Merely because. Until unless you become your nafs becomes slave of yours. One is he become your slave, and one is you become his slave. If you become his slave, then definitely you do everything against the law of Allah. But you make him your slave, then you make sure what he asks you for, you won't fulfill it. You won't keep him happy. So this is our problem today, that we are progressing and not progressing at all. We feel our progress, we have been very high. But if we come to realize, we have not been progressing at all. Because insan banna bahut mushkil. Insan banna, to become a man, you know, man, you walk in the street, this is a man. You do not praise his clothing, you praise him. One is you praise that man, you got a beautiful suit, but you got bad habits, you say that suit don't suit him. More important is clothing, more than important is himself than the clothing. So I'm not mistaken. When Imam Rahmatullah Ali, he went to one place, was invited. When he was invited, he chatted and taught clothing. So when he went there, no one even looked at his face too, but he was a great man. He looked around the next time when he was invited, he wore the best clothing. Then Ibrahim al-Shabash came, invited him now. So when he went to eat, he took his clothing and said, you eat now, not me. So more perfection brings about in you, in yourself, how you make yourself perfect. In this world also, when a person wants to get a degree, he goes high degree, he wants. You notice what he do. He works here very hard to become a perfectionist. Because he's a master, you want a master degree, I want a master degree, I'll make sure I work very hard to get that degree. After that, when you whether you can get a job or not, that's no, you don't understand. You may not get a job. But Allah Ta'ala is guaranteeing us that even if you fail to, but I saw you working hard, I'll give it to you free. When you saw that, that you worked so hard, you fell down, you worked so hard, you fell down, you worked so hard. No, he's working toward you, running toward you. No, he's learning toward you. Never mind, he fell down, he's still coming toward me. He didn't turn, he's coming toward me. Many a time he fell down, he's all wrong sometimes, but he's put it right, put it right, put it right, put it right. And Malakul Maw took him right. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did make this dua all the time. Yet he was a perfectionist, yet he was a sinless, yet he was someone that was free from all sins. But he made this dua, لَا تَقْلِمْ نَفْلِ قَرْفُ دَعِيمٍ. He made this dua relating towards himself, the humility that he had in him. A person had to have humility, the most important thing to go to this world to rope Allah. Humility is the first step when you go to it. Humbleness is so important. Humbleness. When you become humble, everyone can tell you anything that will not affect you. Humility. The richest man in the best of everything in the world is humble. He will always progress on it. So what we are lacking today, the reason for us that we became the slave of our nafs is because of pride. Because of, to kill that is most important, the road to suluk, to look. The road to Allah Ta'ala is one only, and that is always to humble yourself. Until unless you don't have humility to that extent, The person can tell you the worst thing, and it affects you, that we disturb the pride. It must not affect you. It must never affect you. But because we do not want to put ourselves right, that is why we continue doing the same mistakes all the time, all the time, all the time, the same mistakes. So Rabbi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said that, La taqil nafsi tarqil a'in, that, O Allah, not for a blink of the eye, but the blink of the eye, do not hand me to the manafs. The blink of the eye. Just imagine, a blink of the eye, do not even hand me to manafs. Because the moment you hand it, you are not for 1 minute to 1 second, you're gone. You must never become the slave of your nafs at any time, that you must make dua, O Allah, let me keep away from the people. All the good things that you do in 1 second can be washed away. Then you regret all your life, that you lost everything. You said your wife 3 times, talaq, no matter what you can do, is no more to be your wife. You can regret all the time, you can cry whole day and night, for years you can cry, but she won't come back to you. The reason is because you became a slave of your nafs and you said the words. Your friendship with someone is so good, he gave his life, you gave his life. 1 second you said something against him, you took on him to task, you broke his heart, you no more the same. So nafs is something which you have to learn towards. Working hard towards at all times, that I must not keep him happy. Tum mera khuda nahi, main tera banda nahi. My husband is always saying that. My husband should say us all this. Today people are fighting with their wives and scolding them, becoming angry. They don't become angry with others, become the wife angry. Why they get angry with the wife? Because she's the weakest one. There's no one else you can take to task, you take the wife to task. If they're not, they're not the body. So this is what Rasulullah says. That mujahidah is very important, sacrifice is very important. Sacrifice, please. You have to sacrifice for everything. You know something, when a person wants to become a judge or whatever degree he wants, you notice that even he sacrifices his friends, he sacrifices his eating, he sacrifices his time, he sacrifices his sleep, everything to gain that one degree. He locks himself in one room and he works and works and works, I want to gain that. To gain Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To get the clothes of Allah ta'ala. You mean you just want to get it just like that? How can that ever be? So Allah ta'ala says to your hard work, your strive. No matter how hard you work, remember one thing, your intention must be me, not the creation. And a person who's taken the road to Sulu, the maslahat, his attention must never be to his actions. Never to his. No matter how good he is, no matter how good he is, no matter how perfect he is too, but his attention must never be to his action at all. He must become so perfect in this, in my attention only to Allah, he made me do it. He must never even think like that, I did this thing here, it's because of me this happened. It's because of my striving, because of my hard work, it must never cross the heart. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ وَسَعَ لَهَا سَعْيَهَا وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ وَسَعَ سَعْيَهَا وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. The first thing a person makes is to salute, the first thing on arad al-akhirah, that he makes intention to keep away from kufr and shirk. Kufr and shirk is the most important thing. What is kufr and shirk? Kufr and shirk, they do not utter those words to bring about to take a iman away. Shirk is whatever you do, you say, I did this. Oh, that this happened because of this. He says, I was not there, that's what kufr and shirk. all that comes out of a person's heart, woman arada al-akhira, when that comes out of his heart, that profession that only Allah wasa'ala sa'yaha wa huwa mu'min. Every action of his thereafter, his tongue, his heart, his limbs, his feet, his hand, everything is in perfection. What do you understand? Everything in perfection. Your tongue will not say the wrong things. Your eyes will not see the wrong things. Your ears will not hear the wrong things. Your feet will not go to the wrong places. Everything that you say will be in perfection. That will be called Allah, won't you? Just merely, just to say this and that in that class, you know, temporary. In eyes of Allah Ta'ala, it's not temporary, it must be permanent. Permanent is very important, that till you leave this world, Allah keep you perfect. And the only way you can get that quality in you is humility, humble. We haven't got humility in us. It's very easy to say, I'm humble. When a child will say, why don't you become humble? Hey, don't tell me all the stories. Don't tell me all that. You forget all the majlis too. You forget everything that time. At that time, you did, well, what happens to you? Why don't you take stock at that time? But the day after, you hit a person, you slap a person, you kick a person, you swear a person, and then you say, I regret what I did. That regret means nothing. You hurt that person's heart. You broke that person's heart. You person that, yet you're doing namaz. Yet you're doing zakat, you're giving charity, everything you're doing. You hurt that person. You see, that bell torna, ball torna. You know, my husband gave us that incident, that one incident, which is very famous. But that person, a rich person was eating food with his wife. And a beggar came to the house and knocked at the door. The moment he knocked at the door, they always say, you know, true servant, so better to say, Allah can let you there. To say, Allah gives up. Now this person went there and took him to a task like this and like that, everything. Took the beggar to task. Why? What's wrong with you? Why must you take the beggar to task? You don't want to give something, say, Allah can let you go. If you don't want to give someone something, don't give him, but don't look down at him. Don't take him to task. Maaf. But a person who says maaf, that can person say, he'll give you dua also, because spoke him nicely. You got no right to take him to task. So he took him to task, and he went to it. But remember one thing, he did not give badwa, but Allah did not like that action. The whole table turned thereafter, everything of his, the land, his money, everything was gone. And then he became a pauper. He became a pauper. He's walking in the street, he told his wife, we have to give you talaq also because you can't stay with me, I got nothing by me, to show. But she was not guilty of anything. So she got married again to someone else, and that was also a rich man. And we sat down there, and the next time while he was sitting with his wife and eating, this person all the night became a beggar now. What a rich man became a beggar. My dear friends, remember one thing. Fear this. Do not look down it. Everything is given by Allah to you, and Allah take it away. Straight away, you know, when he is eating, there's not the new husband eating, having meals. And this person knocks at the door. So he says, let me go and see them. He said, okay. So when she saw that, when she gave it, she heard the voice, it was her own husband. Own husband who worships his property and eat, and he's a beggar. So she cried, because after all, it's normal. So she delayed a little bit. When she came in, what happened? Why did you delay? Did someone hit you? What interfered with you? When a person tears, you know, our wife tears, you make a wife tear. But when someone comes and watches us, she She does not expose you. She never exposed you. She wiped her tears. Did you ever see that? Yet, no, yet you have mercy for that at least. Did you make her cry one side when some visitors come, the mother come, father come? The way she wiped her tears, then my husband should tell her something. I want to tell my husband. Wipe the tears like nothing happened. But tears cannot be clear. They make up. So he said that, she said that, this was my ex-husband. And it so happened that one day, beggar came, and he took the beggar to task. And this was the outcome, that everything of it was gone. The beggar said, the husband said, do you know who that beggar was? To me. It was how Allah Ta'ala told. Do not look down on anyone. You don't want to give something, but do not be lectures to them. Be rather be lectures to yourself. Wasa. In other words, Allah Ta'ala wants you to become a person, your toil, you're working hard, but your labor will be so hard that is not temporary, very, very hard. Wasa'ala sa'yaha. Sa'yaha means more hard. To work very, very hard. Within Jannah is very easy. We have to work very hard. Every day you will learn to try to put yourself right. I saw that man today. Let me go and ask for forgiveness. I will not have that in there. My eyes went the wrong place. Let me put my eyes right. I will not go put my eyes again there. I must fight not to put my eyes go the wrong place. In other words, perfection of your whole body must come into action. Everything. Your hand, I slapped that person. I must make sure that I ask for forgiveness and I must not use my hand the wrong place. I kick the wrong person. Everything, in other words, every part of your body. Your tongue also. The tongue, your heart. This is what you call wasa'ala sa'yaha. Not just thinking, well, you know, I'm giving a kick now, I'm sorry for this. That's not it. It must never happen again. That bad words you use, why are you taking, making grocery with the same tongue, you swearing people? What all that is for? So this is what Hazrat tried to say us. Amal jawari, lisani, wa qalb. Calming. Your hand, your body, your tongue, and everything must become perfect. Who is trying to make it perfect? Nobody making it perfect. Make it perfect. You can't read namaz. How you read namaz? Make your namaz perfect too. Everything must become perfect. You must become a perfect mu'min. Wa mu'min. Allah can say the person mu'min is a kamil mu'min, a perfect mu'min, that every action of it, every movement of it, he like Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was a perfectionist. Instead of praising others, praise Rasulullah. Make him. You can tell, oh, that person has good character in that good. Why? Make that character like him then. Make the character of Rasulullah. So this is what Allah Ta'ala says. Then once you do continuously fighting, Allah Ta'ala is looking at your fight all the time that you're sacrificing. And once you start sacrificing, then Allah Ta'ala says, let me hold him also. He's sacrificing, I must hold him now to pull him towards me because he's running towards me. When one begins to run towards him, they say that hadith is so great from this. The person who walks one step to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala, two steps. A person runs towards Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala grab him. And if Allah Ta'ala grab you, then what else you want more than that? So this is what insan has to be, to bring himself into perfection of every part of his body, but may go against his nafs. Against his nafs. Even sometimes when something you will do on you, it's very beautiful, like to eat also. Which is most difficult. You love that thing so much, but your stomach is full. You told the wife where that thing is now. At that time you should not eat it. But Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, 30 things that he loves so much, he makes sabr not eat it at all. I'm not telling you all that. I'm telling you only one thing. Go against your nafs to commit a guna. Go against your nafs. Control your hand. Control your tongue. Control your heart. Control your eyes. Control everything. And the biggest to control now is control the cell phone. That is the biggest enemy today. If you can fight that, inshallah, the bulk of that everything goes away. So Imam Hazrat gave an incident, but you heard it before too, I said it to you now too. That the one person, you know, he was very handsome. And it so happened that when a woman should watch him all the time, and somehow she got a time, she got a chance, and she told him that a sick patient in my house, why don't you see the sick patient? So he, in good faith, he went to the house, and she knocked it. So he asked, who is the sick patient? She said, I am the sick patient. The moment he heard that I am the sick patient, he said, not 6 months to commit a guna. Straight away, you see, وَمَنْ قَوْمَ مَنْ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَمَنْ قَوْمَ مَقَامَ. That must be in front of you all the time, every one of us, including myself. وَمَا مَنْ قَوْمَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ. The moment you want to commit a sin of any kind, مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ, I'm going to face Allah. I'm going to face Allah. That was coming in your heart. When it comes strong in your heart that you're going to face Allah, when you commit it, no guna. You won't commit it. You stay away. You start thinking, my stomach is troubling me because there's no way to run away. What must I do? But when you got that himmat from Allah to move, to keep away from sin, then Allah helps you. He went to the toilet. He took all the muck and put on his body, not thinking what the people say outside, to keep away from the guna that Allah. So when he came out in that condition, he was, no one will see that person of that kind. So she opened the door and said, that is the dirty, wet man, go away from him. He went away, he went down the sea and he washed himself, and they say after that his body was smelling bitter. Why? So don't show up with your body and all the rest of it, I did this and I did that. Have humility in your humbleness. Oh Allah, keep us away from guna. Oh Allah, keep us in the wrongs to do. Oh Allah, let us be humble to that, you must be happy with us. Let us do those actions, would you be happy? And keep us in those actions, will not be unhappiness to us. That is what. That is Islam. That is Islam. You can read namaz, alhamdulillah. No one knows, you know. That's why they say, you cannot see a man good in a masjid. That is between him and Allah. But we see a man good action, good deeds, good akhlaq, and you have dealing with him, then you come to God. This is it. So make dua to Allah Ta'ala, you have said, Allah Ta'ala Amal Kareem Tawfiq, wa Akhul Shah, wa Shah, wa Shah, wa Shah, Allah Ta'ala, wa Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala, wa Shukrika, wa Husni, Allah Ta'ala, wa Aqibata, wa Aqibata, فاتنا في الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك. ربنا لا تجعلنا في القوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الظالمين. ربنا لا تجعلنا في القوم وغفر لنا ربنا إنك أنت العزيز. اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحور من أعوذ بك من شر. والله خير الحافظ والرحيم. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. ربنا لا تدعنا ضما الا غفرته ولا هما الا فرجته ولا دينا الا قضيته ولا مريضا الا شفيته ولا حدا الا قضيته يا ارحم الراحمين. اللهم حاسبنا حساب المسلمين وصلى الله تعالى على رسولك برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.